This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1778. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 17th, Antarctica, Bangladesh, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Greece, India, Japan, Kurdistan, Mexico, Micronesia, Mongolia, Morocco, Nigeria, Qatar, Spain, USA, unidentified DX convention, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, we have suspected that LRA 36 in Antarctica takes a break over the southern winter, not really on the air, perhaps during June, July, and August on 15476. Brian Clark in New Zealand says he usually does not hear it during the southern winter. But here is one report as recently as June 3rd from Saverio de Chan in Italy, Pladiax. He heard it at 2130 UT when it must have been about to sign off on 15476. Arcangel San Gabriel with news, comments, and ID as Radio Nacional. There is, however, something of annual interest, a broadcast to Antarctica by the British Antarctic Survey via BBC World Service facilities. It's a half-hour program of greetings to the scientists and support staff who are wintering over in Antarctica, and it's always on Midwinter Day, June 21st, which this year is Sunday, at 2130 UT. Stephen Cooper in the UK has been in contact with the BBC about this and found out they were going to choose three of four frequencies to be tested a couple of days earlier. 7425 via Ascension, 5985 and 9590 via Wooferton, and 5905 via the UAE. The test is June 19th, according to Ivo Ivanov, on those frequencies, maybe for only 15 minutes, starting at 2130. And then Stephen Cooper heard back that they'd already decided which ones they're going to use for the real broadcast. June 21st, 5985, 9590, and 5905. Of course, the only one we can hope to hear possibly over here in North America is 9590. From the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty website, June 16th, via BBC Monitoring, Azerbaijan media carry falsified version of jailed journalist's letter. Azerbaijani investigative journalist Khadija Ismailova has written several open letters since she was jailed without trial in Baku in December last year, but none of them has gotten any notice in Azerbaijan's state-controlled mass media until now. She's a contributor to RFERL, published a letter in the New York Times June 11th to mark the opening in Baku of the first ever European Games. 2 days later, state news media in Azerbaijan were distributing what purported to be the same letter in both comically broken English and Azeri, even mimicking the same headline of the original. But the version printed in Baku differs wildly from Ismailova's original. And the story goes on to detail these. You can no doubt read all about it at the RFERL website or eventually in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 15-24, via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California says June 15th was a rare day when the Chinese station on 4750 was not too strong, so I could hear the Monday-only news bulletin in English from Bangladesh Betar by the SAARC, South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, at 1235 to 1243 UT. There was an item about BCIM, which stands for the Bangladesh-China-India-Myanmar Economic Agreement. And the Radio Escutas group, Cassiano Alves Macedo, editor of the Encontro de Xix program, says on June 11th, Radio Aparecida has technical problems with its 25 and 49 meter band transmitter, so they're temporarily off the air. Technicians have identified the problems and are awaiting replacement parts. So presumably this implies that Hagio Aparecida is off 11855 and 6135, but still on its two other frequencies, 9630 and 5035. Wolfgang Büschel forwarded a tip from Patrick Robich on the ADX group that on June 15th, a couple of major football games in the Copa America in Chile would likely lead to a reactivation of a relay of the game coverage via a utility transmitter on 12365 USB. This has happened during previous major games. The ones on June 15th were Ecuador versus Bolivia at 21 UT and Chile versus Mexico at 2330. So I tuned in 12365 USB, and sure enough, there it was at 2344. Weak signal, but obviously coverage of a silly ball game with exaggerated enthusiasm. This was believed to be via the coastal station CBV in Valparaíso, Chile. Thanks to quick publicity in the DX Listening Digest group, others were able to hear it, including Arnaldo Slain in Argentina, who says the coverage was originating with Radio Cooperativa in Santiago. He was hearing after midnight 6 UT, June 16th. Ron Howard went out to his California beach to catch the live coverage and heard it until it went off at 0135. Meanwhile, quite by coincidence, I was getting sporadic e-television DX from Mexico at the same time, including on Channel 5, broadcast that same live game, Chile versus Mexico, probably direct from Mexico City. Furthermore, the same game was being carried on the Chilean Pirate on 7550 RCW, and that was heard by Claudio Galas in Chile, Arnaldo Slain in Argentina, and Horacio Nigro in Uruguay also passed on the news. And Claudio says 7550 stayed on the air after the game with music until 0323. We haven't heard the Colombian on 5910 for a while, which late in the evenings would often provide some nice music. And neither has Paul Walker in California, so he says, I spoke to Rafael Rodriguez, who handles QSLs for Al Caravan Radio. I hadn't heard it in a while, and he says the 1 kilowatt signal has been off the air since the end of May due to equipment problems. Things need to be fixed, and repairs have not yet been completed. He doesn't know when that will happen. If you're between about 700 and 1300 miles from Cuba, you are eligible to pick up FMDX from that country. Robert S. Ross in London, Ontario has done that, skipping entirely over that country in between the USA. 94.7 was picked up June 15th. At 1433 UT, very good in Spanish from Radio Ciudad Havana. An AP story of June 11th via Mike Cooper says, Greece's state broadcaster has resumed operations under its old ERT name and is proposing to rehire all staff fired in a cost-cutting efficiency-boosting drive 2 years ago when the company was briefly closed. Reinstating the broadcaster's name and full workforce was a key pledge of Greece's new radical left-led government, which campaigned strongly against the closure in June 2013 by the previous conservative government. ERT was later replaced by a slimmed-down version called NERIT, but its abrupt closure angered many Greeks and drew international protests. The government hailed the first broadcast under the new name as a victory for democracy. It's still unclear how much the new company will cost and how many people it will employ. The old ERT was widely criticized for political nepotism and profligate spending. Well, June 11th has passed, but transmissions on shortwave continue to be quite irregular. One odd thing noted by Ivo Ivanov was that ERT first program, Proto Programa, on June 11th, had an Arabic news bulletin for 3 minutes at 0554 on 9420, while none of the other frequencies were active. More about the shortwave plans in this story from radiofono.gr via Christos Rigas in Chicago. Voice of Greece returns to shortwave. Gradually comes information on the resumption of individual radio stations of ERT, as coordinators are working intensively to prepare the new transmissions. Resuming the shortwave program, the Voice of Greece, also known as ERA5, aimed at expatriates, is on its way. The program of Greece's Voice will include newscasts every hour to broadcast the first program, while there will also be two programs specifically aimed at expatriates, but the exact times have not been announced. The Voice of Greece programs will be broadcast via shortwave from facilities in Avalis, which the previous government's finance ministry had tried to sell as scrap. The facilities remained intact, thanks to the former employees, so no technical problems remain. The programs continue to be broadcast thanks to former ERT employees from Athens and Thessaloniki. Continuing the Voice of Greece for the last 2 years was being observed and followed by lovers of shortwave broadcasting enthusiasts. The frequencies of Voice of Greece to Europe will probably be the same, 9420 and 7475. The other frequencies, of course, which they've used in the past and which we expect will eventually be reactivated, 11645, 15630, and 15650, and 9935. Richard Limke in Alberta sends another story about this from Deutsche Welle, including these portions. When the station closed, it employed over 2,500 people. Many employees have now been given the opportunity to get their jobs back. To cover costs of rehiring the staff, an additional monthly fee has been established and will be passed on to Greek citizens. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, elected in January, called the broadcaster's closure a crime against Greek people and democracy. I wonder what's going on at All India Radio. I found the General Overseas Service in English at 1330 UT, June 17th, on 13710, playing nothing but Indian classical music instead of the usual news and other features. Surely it was not in honor of the beginning of Ramadan. Radio Japan is celebrating its 80th anniversary. That is, if you include the 6 years it was suspended after World War II. Yes, it began in 1935, when I expect its nature was not as democratic as it is today. Anyhow, Robert Wilson in Scotland says there was an interesting program about the anniversary on NHK World TV. He saw June 14th, called Bridging the World. One hopes it could be found later on YouTube, if not on their own website. Meanwhile, Roger in Germany found that NHK has a special website about its 80th anniversary. The first 80 years commemorating the 80th anniversary of Japan's international broadcasting. www.nhk.or.jp/intl80th. On 11510, June 12th at 0316, I was enjoying a good signal from Denge Kurdistana. While they were playing flute, guitar, and vocal Kurdish music, the first two-hour segment at 03UT is certainly providing the best reception here by far when the transmitter site is France, although it's aimed due east from there. However, this frequency is about to be changed for all three transmitter sites, says Ivo Ivanov, to 11600. As of July 1st, although already registered in the HFCC database as of June 15th. So that's 03 to 05 via France, 5 to 13 via Pridnestrovia, 13 to 17 via Bulgaria, and 17 to 19 once again via France. All will be on 11600 instead of 11510. Lack of progress report from PMA the Cross, Micronesia. Ron Howard says, I got an email from them June 11th from Sylvia. She says, we do have power, but haven't had the time to address the shortwave problem after the typhoon. We'll let you know when we're up and running again. For now, we are broadcasting FM only. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1778. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in the mail. U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. As reported last week, the 1530 English broadcast of Voice of Mongolia has been on 12014.9, escaping interference from Australia on 12085, but there's other interference from North Korea. Anyhow, as of July 1st, Ivo Ivanov says they plan to change frequency again for their earlier block of transmissions at 09 to 11 UT, including English during the first half hour. That's to be on 12014.9 instead of 11999.9 instead of 12084.9. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has been listening to Median from Morocco, 9575, and Longwave 171. He recommends a program called Ritmo Latino on those two frequencies, which according to their schedule is on Saturdays at 16 and at 21 hours. That's probably local time, which is normally UT. But in the summer, they're on UT plus one, but according to the World Radio TV Handbook, yet to be confirmed, during Ramadan, they go back to standard time, same as UT. Checking timeanddate.com, that's confirmed as now in effect from June 14th until July 19th before they resume daylight shifting. Anyhow, Ritmo Latino, despite the name, apparently is presented in French, 1 hour program each time of Latin dance music. Torsten Hallman and Alan Rowe have been trying to make sense out of Voice of Nigeria's transmission schedule. Alan Rowe says, on June 14th, I've confirmed the evening transmission in English is now 18 to 1930 on 7255 and in DRM on 15120, which provides excellent reception at my location in Teddington. And then on June 15th, Alan Rose says, the program 60 Minutes is now aired Monday through Friday at 18 to 19 UT, signed off in English at 19:30 on 15120 DRM, announcing they were handing over to the full Fuldi language service. And a few seconds of that were heard before the transmitter was cut, but no other indications on the length of the following service or on which frequencies. Ivo Ivanov reports a new target broadcast in the Hausa language to Nigeria and vicinity. It's Manara Radio, M-A-N-A-R-A, heard June 12th at 0730 to 0825 from an unknown transmitter site on 15440. Jose Miguel Romero soon found more about it on their Facebook page, which is slant Manara Radio, one word, capital M and capital R. According to this, the radio channel is for enlightened Muslims in West Africa and the Middle East. And there's also an evening broadcast at 16 to 17 UT on 17765. I tried running some of the Hausa text on their Facebook through Google Translate, and inexplicably, it translated the Manara name into a totally different word, Antelmo, A-N-T-E-L-M-O. Jose Miguel also found a story about this at www.onislam.net. An English story, New Nigerian Satellite Channel Spread Islam. Dateline is Cairo. In a bid to spread true Islamic teachings, new radio and TV channels have been launched by a leading Nigerian Islamic group serving as a lighthouse in West Africa. And in fact, Manara apparently means lighthouse. We want to change the entire Muslim Ummah's lives through Manara, an area of preaching to them to do the right thing and always avoid anything capable of breaching the peace, says the chairman of the group, abbreviated J-I-B-W-I-S, as quoted by the leadership newspaper on June 11th. Addressing guests at the inauguration in Abuja, Lau said the new channels would be known as Manara Radio and TV, Along with Serving Islam, the project was expected to create job opportunities for youth and women. As of June 14th, the site is registered in HFCC as Issoudun, France, for both transmissions. And furthermore, guess what? These are brokered by Radio Miami International, which also handles some other Nigerian target broadcasts, but not out of Okeechobee. Wolfgang Büschel evaluates this Manara service, judging from their TV programming, as Salafism propaganda. And here is another interesting new service, first reported by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan from Japanese DXers. Something unidentified in Arabic on 5940, starting at 20 UT on June 13th, possibly a clandestine station. But it's in the IBB remote monitoring system, as on behalf of Babcock from the UAE site between 20 and 23 UT. And that is soon identified by Tariq Zaidan in Cairo as audio of the Al Jazeera TV network, with what he says is the notorious musical theme of the program called The Harvest of the Day. And listening to one of the IBB audio files, he heard the word Al Jazeera at the beginning. Speculation is the shortwave transmission has been added especially for people in Yemen who, because of the war there, are having difficulty getting Al Jazeera via satellite. English may soon return to shortwave from Radio Exterior de España. Marty Delfin in Madrid says no official confirmation, but there was a lot of talk, major talk, at the Prado del Rey studios, where I joined in on a panel discussion for a podcast on the current Spanish political scene. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Via Des Preston and Mike Terry were sorry to learn of the passing of Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, the founder and voice of Amateur Radio Newsline. On June 16th, Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia says, I've not heard WRNO on 41 meters in quite a while. That's 7505.3 variable. Any news on when or why they left the air, or whether they'll return? Nothing but WRMI and WBCQ coming in on the West Coast. Ron Howard in California says, I last heard WRNO on May 22nd. At 0248 with the start of the Country Roads show with Tom and Judy Durrington. Interesting that at the start of their program that night, they gave an ID for 7505 for WRNO within the program itself. Usually the standard ID is given in between syndicated shows. It went off suddenly at 0402 in mid-song and has been off the air before May 22nd. As of June 16th, I've not heard them since that date, so it's certainly not very consistent. Remember that Colorado Springs station on 1580, which went to an all-marijuana format? Even in Colorado, we thought that might be just a stunt, and apparently it was. From DX News of the National Radio Club, Wayne Heinen says, the format of KHIG, as in high, 1580 Colorado Springs, has gone to old music and shopping instead of pot talk. The slogan is actually Easy 101.3, since it's parallel to FM KFEZ. John Wilkinson, Colorado, agrees and also says that another station, however, has taken up the marijuana format, KBUD in Golden, on 1550, has heard June 6th at 1401 UT. ID is Smokin', KBUD 1550 AM, and K231 BQFM, Golden, We're Smokin', 94.1, and into Bubba the Love Sponge program with marijuana talk, crude language, occasional heavy metal song, taking over the pot format where KHIG 1580 left off. KDCO previously had a sports format. A big mystery on 11540, mostly reported by Ron Howard in California. There was a test broadcast of Radio Fardar programming, but on May 27th, from TuneIn at 12:49 until off at 13:31, there were segments of Open Carrier, Nonstop Test Tone, and Test Tone going on and off, just testing a transmitter with no audio feed. On June 11th, he says, "I have been checking this daily since May 27th and not heard anything until now. Is this the start of another round of testing a transmitter with various random audio feeds?" On June 11th, from TuneIn at 13:38 to off at 1400, there was a nonstop selection of eclectic songs in English, one with audio from the music video of Danny DeVito and One Direction with the song Steal My Girl. No announcements at all. Then on June 12th, Ivo Ivanov tuned in a software-defined radio in Hong Kong between 13 and 14 UT on 11.540 and found it to be in Korean. So he thinks it's probably the clandestine radio-free North Korea. Ron Howard was also logging this Korean programming on June 12th, tuned in at 13.06. It went off suddenly at 1400. There was a long nonstop monologue by a woman. A few times, the audio cutting off and on for a short period. Conditions were not as good as the day before. Seiichi Hasegawa says, "This broadcast on June 12th was a repeat of the one on May 23rd. On June 13th, Wolfgang Büschel checked it out, 11.540, tuned in at 13.20, actually 22 hertz below 11.540, and the signal wandered down on warm-up to 31 hertz below 11.540, around 13.27. It was 20 over 9 in Nagoya, Japan. He thinks it is the Korean language, one of the veiled radio programs likely via Uzbekistan toward the Koreas. Then on June 15th, Ron Howard says there was no signal on 11.540 at 13.03, but June 16th, he tuned in at 13.06 and it went off at 13.10 suddenly. There were pop songs almost sounding Middle Eastern, nothing in Korean today or yesterday. He says thanks to feedback from Seiichi Hasegawa, a Japanese DXer has determined that the recent Korean heard there was in fact not clandestine, but rather a learning course for primary school students. To sum up the situation here as I see it, Ron Howard says, ever since this NID first appeared last month, they've been broadcasting nothing but random filler programming, testing a transmitter or antenna. We have yet to know who this is. A major DX convention is coming up, not so much about shortwave, but a joint convention by medium wave, FM, and TV clubs, that is IRCA, NRC, WTFDA, and also Decalcomania. It's July 10th through 12th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's being organized by Scott Feibusch. If you'd like to go, you need to make arrangements as soon as possible. Read all about it at www.nrcdxas.org. The propagation outlook for Boulder, generally quiet geomagnetic field through July 4th, with A and K indices of only 5 and 2. But minor storm levels to the G1 level are expected July 5th, when A and K's leap to 25 and 5. Solar flux expected to descend to only 90 June 24th to 25th and rise to 130 by July 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1778.